Hi, I'm Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Janet.
Hi, Janet. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
it's
you also.
Nice talking to you today. So, I grew up Catholic, and I have been kind of on a long life search since I gave up Catholicism about age 20 for spirituality and religion, but I haven't really found it. And I'm just curious about you and how you found Islam and made the conversion.
Well, I grew up Catholic also. And when I was 18, 19, 20 years old and going to college and exploring different paths, I was not satisfied with what was in Catholicism for me.
Mm-hmm.
It could be right for other people, but it didn't meet my spiritual needs. And I started reading about many, many different religions. And one of the religions I read about was Islam. And I read about more religions, and I kept going back to Islam. And one of the things that really impressed me with the Quran and what I was reading about Islam is that the essence of Islam means peace through submission to God. And when I read the Quran, when I boiled it down to the essence, the repeated message was pray, fast, and give charity. So have a connection, a direct connection with God through prayer, and give charity. Take care of the people around you. It's very important to me. I've always been spiritual. Sometimes I, you know, in this world, I don't always meet live up to all of the ideals of Islam, but it's important to me to continue to do acts of charity in whatever way that I can, whether it means taking care of my neighbors. There's a saying in Islam that we're responsible for our neighbors 40 doors down in each direction. And if my neighbor goes to bed hungry at night, I'm responsible for that neighbor. So I should be checking on my neighbor. If I see something in the path that's a problem in this, you know, that could cause somebody problems, like a nail in the road, I should remove it. There's many other religions that have the same tenets, the mm-hmm. same choices that one should make in life. But for me, the simplicity of Islam really spoke to me.
And your husband is Muslim?
My husband is Muslim. I became Muslim before I met him. And we met in Ballard, as a matter of fact. And we liked each other and we got married. And he's from Palestine.
Oh, wow.
So I'm married to a Palestinian American. I love my American culture. I'm very American, grew up here, and relate to all of our cultural, you know, football, basketball, baseball, and apple pie. But I also very much relate to my husband's culture because I love him and his family. And so.
And you're wearing the hijab, and is there a name for the clothes that you're wearing?
There are different names in Arabic, but you could just call it a dress. I chose today to wear a Palestinian style embroidery.
Okay.
And this is a culturally significant embroidery that's throughout parts of the Arab world, but this one is very specific to Palestine.
And does your husband like force you to dress that way?
No. And I wore this tonight to represent as a Muslim American who has connections with other cultures. I actually often wear loose fitting pants and a long sleeve shirt and a scarf. My husband has never forced me to wear any particular style of clothing. Before we married, I was not wearing a scarf long time prior to when I met my husband. When I was working, and somebody came up to me and made disparaging remarks about Muslims, it was at that point that I really did some soul searching and decided that I wanted to be known as a Muslim. I wanted to be able to represent who I was in this culture, and I chose to wear a scarf at that time. I didn't meet my husband for a couple of years after that. And so he did not have he didn't have a choice in the style of clothes I was wearing.
Do you ever feel afraid, like when you, because obviously when I look at you, I see a Muslim woman, and I guess other people do too, see a Muslim woman, and do you ever fear that you'll be the target of a hate crime?
I have feared that would be the target of a hate crime. In general, I feel comfortable going out in our Seattle area, our region, but I have had the experience of having people yell things at me. When I cross a very busy road, I often really double check because I felt aggressiveness from drivers and I've felt hateful looks. I feel more scared now when I hear the politics of the time and the lynch mob mentality that is going against individuals and groups of people. It does scare me.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned prayer, fasting, and charity. And is there like particular charity that you're involved in that you...
Charity in Islam has a broad definition. Charity can be smiling at somebody who's sad or just somebody you're passing. Charity can be removing an obstacle, like
right.
a nail out of the road so that somebody's car tire is not damaged by it. Charity can be giving of your time to organizations that do good work. And charity can be giving money. So I spend a lot of time volunteering for organizations that are important to me. One of the ways that I volunteer my time is with an organization called Middle East Peace Camp for Children. We bring children together from the Arab community, both Muslim and Christian, and other. There's a lot of Christian Arabs in our area, and also from the Jewish community. And our children play together, learn, spend time together, build bridges between our communities. And we encourage them to not label one another. They just simply play together in the summer. They've grown up. We're on the second generation of leadership from our kids who grew up through the camp. And we're excited to continue on to the future.
So you actually encourage your children to play with children of other faiths.
Absolutely. In the Quran, it says, you people are created into nations and tribes so that you might know one another. And we can't know one another if we're isolated.
True. Okay.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.